Blog Talk Radio.
Want to hear more. I could see the singers dancing in front of me. That was really fun. I want to hear the full song at the end, so play that again. Welcome, everyone, to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Today is Sunday, July 17th, 2016, and today's program is entitled 10 Masters Come to Give 10 Tips on Receiving Prosperity. Joining us along with our beloved Catherine and Christine are Sananda, Archangel Michael, Owen, Martin Luther King Jr., Ashtar, Che Kumara, Mother Teresa, Ramana Maharshi, Gandhi, and Saint Germain. Oh my gosh, I absolutely cannot wait. Each master is going to be bringing us a special gift, and they're calling it a set of shiny keys to help us be RV ready and to be the global reset of love. I remember Sananda on a call before talking about what the real reset is a reset of the knowing and the remembering that we are love. So that's going to be an important part of today's download. So everybody take a deep breath and let's come into our individual pillars of beautiful light that Ashtar says they can see in the ships. Light up your pillars in your mind, in your heart, in your solar plexus. Root down to grab hands with our Mother Earth. Feel her love for us come up through to your feet. Reach up and grab hands with our Mother and Father. Feel their honey love coming down and holding that in our hearts. Expand your pillars. Grab hold of the hands of all your family here, your family in the company of heaven. Take a deep breath and know that we are one. For those new to us, let me tell you how you can connect with us. You can find more information, channeled messages, Dr. Catherine May's book, Who Needs Light, and also a sign up for our New Earth Times newsletter on our website, whoneedslight.org. We also have a Facebook page entitled Who Needs Light. I have a Facebook page that brings alternative healing and health information at wisdomwithin-megdavis. And we always want to thank, a special thank you to everyone who is sending love and support and also all your financial assistance, which truly keeps us up and running during these transition times. Speaking of transition times, our masters want to remind us that we are in a very special time of transition, very specific time right now with unique energies of loads and energies to anchor on the earth, and we're each playing a very important part in this transition time. If you haven't heard about this unique time that we're in, this unique transition, please listen to our last show on July 14th entitled Summertime Fireside Gathering, and you'll hear our masters give us some more information about what these transition times are and how we can flow with these energies and be a part of the upgrades and the flying away like our balloon song in the beginning. And with that, let's begin our family time and welcome Catherine and Christine and begin our fun show. Hi, ladies. How are y'all?
Hi, Meg. We're great.
Hey, Meg. Hey, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
So, Saint Germain has said that he will be the master of ceremonies here to some extent. He will work with you on that. So he's just going to introduce the whole program for a very brief statement. I don't know what he wants to say, but he's very excited. I can feel he wants to. He just can't wait to talk to everybody. So we'll see how he wants to organize this, and maybe. Oh, I'll let him tell you. I'll just step aside because I'm very excited. He's here.
Welcome. Welcome, Saint Germain. We are honored you're going to be our master of ceremonies.
Hi, everyone. Yes, Meg. I get to have some of the fun that you have. I know what a pleasure it is to look out over the whole group and see everyone so excited and participating, and I can just feel the level of excitement and energy and love that comes streaming through. This group is just so much fun. So we have a very exciting program for everybody today. I'm so excited to introduce these wonderful masters who don't really often get the attention they deserve in the channeling community. So we were very, we put our heads together, we thought a lot about this, and recommended and, you know, between us, nominated candidates for who would be who in their lifetimes, and of course above, have stood for the philosophies, the energies of prosperity, and of truly helping those on earth to lift themselves into the state of understanding what prosperity really is. So you will hear this theme throughout the small portions that each one is going to further ado. I will introduce my dear friend, Sananda, and he and Catherine will talk to you about the perspective, I am prosperity. Take it away, Sananda. Oh, Saint Germain. That was fun. We so appreciate your debonair approach and your enthusiasm and your great spirit. And of course, this is a topic that is so dear to our Saint Germain, which of course is why he's the master of ceremonies today. This is something he has worked on for, well, thousands of years now. Well, we chose the title, I Am Prosperity, because this is what we're going for. All of you are going to be, well, let's be honest, very rich. Now, how are you going to manage that? How will it change you? How will you deepen your connection to God and to us? So that in your heart you know that you are doing what you call your mission. Now, all of you have asked us often, is this my mission? What is my mission? How am I to do this? Well, of course, beloved ones, there is only one way to do this, and that is with love. You will hear from the experts today. I'll just begin with giving you a picture of the difference between giving and giving with love. Now, when you look across your plan and the people that you intend to help, the people you hope to offer some relief from the slavery and the trauma of life on planet Earth and how difficult it's been. We want you not to focus on the difficulties, on the trauma, on the hard times that people have experienced. As has often been said, you cannot cure darkness with more darkness. We must bring light. Now, what does that mean in practical terms? This is what you're all thinking about now, and we can feel it. Bringing light, when you have a fistful of money, means you're not just going to give somebody the money, because that will give them temporary relief, but that's not really what we're doing. We don't just want everybody to have lots of money. We want people to feel prosperity, to feel overflowing with so much love and gratitude that money becomes completely unimportant. That is the gift you have to give, to allow people the spark of light that will lift them out of, completely out of, the state of feeling lack and want and fear. Now, you can't do that just by giving them money. Oh, if only it were that simple. But the conditions that you've all lived under, even rich people don't feel secure, don't feel loved, don't feel happy. So this really gives you an opportunity so that every time you have something to offer another person or being, you can offer it with love. And that is the gift of prosperity, not the money that you're giving them. It is the intention to see them not just in relief, not just like they've just taken off these tight shoes. No, we want far more for all of you. We want you to feel joy, ecstatic gratitude, and peace. And you, the ones who have this to give, must express that first. You will be the model of prosperity for everyone you touch. Now, with me, join with me. Breathe your connection to Mother and Father God. Feel their honey love. There, that is prosperity. And you don't have any more money than you had 5 minutes ago. But you have prosperity in your being when you keep that deep, permanent connection to Mother and Father's love. And then when you go about planning your gifts, do it with ease, with gentleness, with kindness, without ever a moment of pity, because the poorest of the people are not to be pitied, because they have learned to understand life in a very different way from those who were wealthy. And in some ways, they have a head start. So they're able to accept prosperity immediately, joyfully, welcoming you and your gift. And this is the connection that you will give. The gift of kindness, joy, and good cheer. And it will spread. Take that stance. I am prosperity. and I share it with you, everyone I touch. That's it. That's it. Now you've got it. All right. I am your Sananda, and I'm going to pass the talking stick, and guess who's coming next? Your beloved Michael.
Thank you, Sananda. I am your loving and devoted brother, Michael, and the golden key of prosperity I bring you today is to release the ties that bind. I have arrived, feeling very spiffy and ready for this moment. I've brought my sword of discernment, and with it, I offer you a gift. But first, to release the ties that bind, in order that you may be the prosperity, you may receive the prosperity, you may return to prosperity, you may flood earth with prosperity. Nothing real is ever destroyed. What is real? We know, don't we? Love is real. Nothing real is ever destroyed. Now, with that tucked firmly in your heart, that knowledge that you already carry within, I'm going to walk you through unplugging and releasing from everything else. You may do this with assured courage and easy knowing. You will not disconnect from anything that is real. It's impossible. This will allow you, though, to disconnect from all those things that, in order to have an experience on the surface of Earth for a while, you made real, that may have seemed very important and real, but they were just passing understandings, lessons, opportunities, experiences. And now, as we transition to full prosperity on the surface of Earth, it is appropriate to let those things go. So I'm going to walk you through how to do that, and you may use this from now on. In front of you, just call forward all the relationships of your lifetime, all of the needs, wants, desires, hopes, demands, all of it. Feel every person you've had a relationship with. File in and stand in a large crowd. It can even be filling up the whole room. Now, this is a real gift, but it's not only a gift for you. It's a gift of prosperity and freedom for them as well. You are going to unplug from them and plug them in to Mother and Father God. You are then going to unplug from yourself. You're going to unplug them from yourself and plug every one of their connections that were in you. You're going to plug yourself into Mother and Father God. I'll walk us through it. So everyone is in front of you. And you see all the ribbons of light that have been flowing between you. Now, what will remain after you unplug is the love you share, the love you are. All right, they're in front of you, and you take every cord running. See all of them coming from the trunk of your body, your solar plexus, your heart, all cords of energy running from you to them to you. First, you're going to gather in your arms all the cords of energy that are plugged from you into them. And at the count of three, you're going to unplug them and plug them all into Mother and Father God. One, two, three. Pull out all the connections from them and plug them directly back into Mother and Father God, their true source of love and prosperity. Now, immediately heal and seal with Mother's love where those connections were, so there's no desire to reconnect. Now, all the cords and connections and relationships and energetic plugs that are plugged into you, take them in your arms, and you're going to pull them out of your body and plug every single one of your connections directly so that you are plugged directly into God. One, two, three, pull them out. Plug into God and allow Mother's healing love to heal and seal where those connections were. As a final gift today, in this moment, and going forward, I bring my sword. And with your request and with your permission, I cut away everything that does not belong any longer for you to embrace, experience, and become the highest form of true prosperity on the surface of Earth at this time. So in the quiet of your heart, if this is acceptable to you, ask me now, and I will take a moment of silence and cut it away. Thank you. It is complete. From now on, any new connection, anything arises from the past, you unplug it, call me, and together we'll cut it away. I love you. I am your brother, Michael. And now, it is my sincere joy to welcome Owen, Meg's twin flame, who today, Meg, will be channeling for us. Owen, what is the key of prosperity you've brought for us all today?
Thank you, dear brother Michael. This is Owen, your dear brother and friend. And today, my key is you are loved. We've heard this before. You are love and you are loved. Michael and Christine, this is sort of your banner. So I borrow from you today to bring this and anchor this for our family. Twin flame love, twin soul love. This is such a beautiful and unique type of love that we all are coming to experience and have the opportunity to integrate here. What's so fun about this is that this is the one-step connection that is mother and father's love that becomes the love of who you are. Your twin soul is your heart. Your twin soul is the other half of you. It's you expressed in a unique way. You each have your twin soul with you now. Take a moment and feel, allow in this you energy. It's not so different. It's hardly different at all. Times it's so you. Tell the difference. It's your skin. Your twin flames breathe every breath with you. They love you. Now your twin flame has permission to be with you every second of every day. And they await. I hardly need to use the word beg, but there's something to that word here. They so are desiring to be your every second with you. When we can fully integrate, allow, breathe this unique kind of love, this level of intimacy that is one breadth of energy unique from Mother and Father God, we are that close to that perfection of love that is who we are in our original. And when we integrate that, when you allow that every second of every day, then you see that in others. You see others as pairs. You can feel them as twins. It sort of makes you giggle. Sometimes when Meg works with her patients, she will say, "Twin flames, come. Be a part of this." And the whole energy of the room changes. This is another way that you can be prosperity with others. We can imagine the twin flame love with everyone around us, and it helps pull us even closer into the unity of who we are. So breathe every breath with your twin. Allow their skin to just merge with you every minute of every day. And this anchors this prosperity of you are loved way beyond any RV energy, way beyond anything that we can imagine that will change with money. This is the integration of true prosperity. So feel their skin. That is you. And go forward with your twin in your new prosperity. And share this with everyone you see and their twin who's smiling with you as you give and receive with the beautiful prosperity coming our way. I am your dear Owen. Call on me anytime and I will introduce you and snuggle close and bring your twin flame energy close until you feel so smooth with it. Thank you. And with now, I get to be so honored as to bring and introduce Martin Luther King Jr. to our call. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you, Owen. Yes, I am the one you knew as Martin Luther King Jr., and I am honored and thrilled to be here today to talk about something I've always been passionate about and for. My message, the key I hold for you today, is to claim your freedom, for the day is already won. My life as Martin Luther King Jr., you know, was not about taking something. It was about claiming what is already ours. Why is it ours? It is ours because it is the nature of the very fiber, the very life force, the love that we are. What am I talking about? Freedom, prosperity, love. What's the difference between freedom, prosperity, and love? Nothing. Nothing at all. If that alone could unlock the kingdom for you, which means to return you to your true state. I have often said in my lifetime, peace is more precious than diamonds or silver or gold. We add peace to the list. Peace. The peace that we may reside in the midst of all conditions, that is true prosperity, true freedom. It is wonderful to be with you. The day is already won. I leave you with something else I've often enjoyed saying. Darkness can't drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Only light brings light. Prosperity brings prosperity. Can't drive out hate. Only love can do that. So, we go forward together, don't we? Brimming with love, peace, joy, prosperity. Peace to you at this special time. Peace on earth. May the light be restored for all this day. I am privileged to be with you. I am the one you know as Martin Luther King Jr. I have another task I am told to do today, and I am thrilled to present you with the next presenter, who is our esteemed, beloved Commander Ashtar. Ashtar, the talking stick is yours.
Dear Brother Martin, what a joy it is to have you with us today. Although, of course, your energies are always with us. But to hear your words and our family is a special treat today. Thank you so much. Yes, it is I, your brother Ashtar. And I come close to you today. Very intimate. Yes, I do wear the coat of the Commander-in-Chief of the Galactic Federation of Light, but my goodness, let's come a little closer than that title. Imagine me sitting right next to you, shoulder to shoulder. That's how close I want to be. And my key I bring to you today is know who you are. Another phrase that is often associated with my energies is integrity. To integrate who we are is another part of anchoring these beautiful prosperity energies. To anchor in all the beautiful words of freedom and peace, prosperity, love. To integrate. To know who you are, and you are love. You are created in love. You breathe love. You emanate love. And love is our connecting energy during these prosperity times that will help you sail through with even and balanced and harmonious energies through these changing transition times. Knowing who you are as love, and then allowing that truth telling yourself the truth of who you are will guide every thought, every word, every action as you spread this prosperity throughout your planet. Know who you are as part of something much larger than you've ever been allowed to know on the surface Earth. You are part of a beautiful galactic federation of planets, billions of people, beings throughout this galaxy and universe. We are one. And allowing Michael's presentation of disconnecting all things that separate from you knowing who you are as an equal member of our family with each other will help you glide through with these prosperity energies seamlessly, with joy and laughter. We are here with you, shoulder to shoulder. Do you feel me? Touching shoulders with you. as well as all our masters, as you walk through these next beautiful energies of sharing and prosperity that will connect our galactic family with our brotherhood on Earth. Know who you are. Tell yourself the truth. You are love. And let that connect you with everyone around you in these next beautiful coming days. Thank you so much for sitting with me. Pull me close in the chair every time you need to anchor in and remember who you are. I am your close and dear brother, Ashtar. Thank you. And I have the special privilege of bringing in our dear master, Che Kumara. Welcome, dear brother.
Hello, I am Che. Many call me a Yoda. That's true enough. I am Che. I am so happy. I feel so much, but I don't say very much, ever, even to myself. I don't think extra thoughts, even though I'm living on Earth. I'm quiet inside, but not the kind of quiet that's boring or simple. My life is perfect. It's so full, interesting, warm. And I tell you about prosperity. The one thing you need to know. Love is everything. Love is prosperity. I am a master of love. That's really, really funny to me, because everyone is. So I feel it's the funniest joke in the world. That's my title. My goal, my purpose, is to remind everybody that it's true for them too. Love is everything. When you have love, when you give love, you have everything. And everything makes sense, and everything is easy. I do have advice. If you feel someone or see someone that doesn't have enough love, doesn't remember about love, about themselves, that they are love, that there's plenty of love, that we'll never run out of love, please do what I do. Please move closer to them. Now, it sounds simple, but here's how I do it. First, I feel them. Oh, maybe they feel sad or upset or angry. I never mind. I'm never afraid. I just see as where love is needed. So I move closer, but only in the way they need, not ever in the way I think they need. Because remember, I don't think. So I just feel them, and we all know how to do this. This is not my special master of love abilities. We can all do it. Good news. Huh. So I feel, just like you know exactly how to offer the love another needs. You know it all the time, no matter what. If you think you don't know it, it's because you need a little love first yourself. So you can call me, Che, or you can call God, or you can call your family who's always around you. You can count on us 100% to first love you. You're always being loved. Then you can let that love just flow right on through to the other person who needs love in the way they need it. That's prosperity to me. Well, not just to me, that's prosperity. And when you do this, it won't matter what you have or don't have, because you already have everything. You'll never think of it again, but you will have a new condition. You'll want to make sure everyone else feels the same way. That's what I do in my life. Thank you for having me talk. I really enjoy it. Because I know these things. I'm just here to remind you that you do too. Thank you. I'm going to ask Meg to introduce the next person. I love you a lot. Call me. I am Che. Meg, I think Che just passed you the talking stick.
I'm Che. I'm totally going to adopt that. Hey, I'm Meg.
Meg, as he was talking, he's plastered against my side right now. It's Christine. And as he was talking, when he was making a point, he would lift his head. And he would look out, and he was like looking at all of us. And he'd make his point, and he'd kind of get relaxed and make a little joke, and he'd snuggle in. And okay, Meg, the talking stick is yours.
For those people who might not know, our little Che Kamara is in the body of a small chihuahua. So just in case some people didn't know this, a very large, large energy in a tiny little snuggle body. Wonderful. Oh, thanks, Christine. That was fun. Thank you, Che. Oh, you make it easy. Oh, and what an honor. I'm going to take a deep breath for this one. We have someone, I don't know if we've gone on the show before, so this might be her first time being channeled, but of course her energies have been with us for a long time. We welcome Mother Teresa.
Oh, yes. Hello, everyone. It is I, Mother Teresa. Well, I am so honored to come after this beautiful master, Che Kamara. His wisdom is beyond anything the rest of us could transcend. Love is prosperity. Well, there is no more profound thought than that. I will simply try to elaborate a little bit on his wisdom. I was chosen to come today, especially because I am an expert. In my lifetime, I became an expert in poverty and love. Now, that may seem a strange combination, especially now that we're talking about entering into an era of prosperity. But I wish to remind you, love is a bare bones thing. It is the ultimate prosperity because it is the deep connection to Mother and Father God. When you go out to complete your mission of generosity in this coming short phase, remember, as you give, give from the experience of poverty. Now, by poverty, I do not mean suffering. I mean the knowing that nothing is needed but your connection to Mother and Father God, and to yourself, to the wisdom and the joy and the good cheer and the pleasure of being completely yourself. There are no trappings needed. This, many people who have lived in poverty have learned. They can feel joy. They do feel gratitude. They understand that wealth is nothing. A good job that pays a lot of money, well, that's fine, as long as you do it with love, as long as you use that opportunity to encounter others in love. I was known for saying a few small things in that regard. One of them was, live simply, so others may simply live. Now you are about to encounter great wealth. It is a fabulous opportunity for you to experience yourself, not as a rich person, but as a person deep in a state of prosperity. And that means connection to God. In my lifetime, I talked a great deal about connecting with Jesus. For we associate Christ, Jesus Christ, with the experience of love. It matters not what name we put on ourselves, or even what we call our mission. For we are all here for the same purpose, to offer love, understanding, compassion. For there is no poverty greater than the lack of love. And no matter how much wealth you may possess, or control, there is no replacement for the experience of deep and abiding love. If you feel unloved yourself, reach for mother and father. Say to mother, mother, please heal my heart so that I can feel great love. So that when I give with great love, no matter how small the gift may be, whether it is a smile or a donation. It can be any donation, large or small, as long as it is given in love. And the receiver will be uplifted and will feel prosperity, not because you have given them funds to spend, but because you have given from your heart. That, beloved ones, is prosperity. It's not a time now in this transition phase to think about indulgences or what you have lacked in the past. This is so important, beloved ones. This transition will be to leave behind all those wishes and wants and worries, to rise to a different place in your own experience of life, in your own experience of yourself. As Sananda said, I am prosperity. I have what I need because I have love. I have what I love because I have love. Nothing more is needed. So think carefully when you give your gifts. Not from a point of view of pity or even compassion, simply joy. May this gift bring you peace. May this gift bring you joy. Share it with others. Share it with love. And you, beloved ones, will change the world. From a place of suffering and want to a place of joy and sharing, give from your heart and know the person you are giving to is God's child, just as you are. And in that you are equal. This blessing from God that you are all being given is not so that you can give blessings to others. It is so that you can be God's messenger, so that you can bring prosperity to others directly from God. Be the messenger of love that you came here to be. And you will uplift all those around you. Be joyful, beloved ones. Be at peace. Be in love and think no more about poverty or want, but only focus on the joy and the abundance and the prosperity that you and everyone around you will enjoy. Carry it in your heart. Be that energy of prosperity, and so it shall be. I am your mother, Teresa, and I am so delighted to have been here with you. Now I'm going to pass this on to someone very dear to my heart. It is such a pleasure to bring this wonderful being who has contributed so much and who is rarely channeled in these arenas. It is my delight to hand the talking stick to Ramana Maharshi.
Hello. I am the one you have known as Ramana Maharshi. I actually am embodied on the earth also at this time. But this is not the moment to talk about such things. That moment is coming. I've come to reveal our connection to God and to each other is our prosperity. I come to say, share, serve, laugh, share. Share what you have. Share whatever you have. Money is coming to flood the earth because the purpose will be that you will realize money was never prosperity. Share whatever you have. Share health. Share a joke. Share kindness. Share some soup. Share some money. You know, I will tell you, in my life as Ramana Maharshi, my two best friends were, some of you know this, it's true, one was a mountain and the other a cow. My very best friends. Some said the mountain was my last attachment. Not really. I just love that mountain.
and that mountain loves me. Our channels there in New York have a dear friend next to them on their land that is a mountain, the crystal mountain Amalia. My mountain and Amalia are, of course, family. I suggest you get a friend that's a mountain. Mountains are very wise and never lack anything. Serve. I like what Master Che said. First you tune. You look at how they need to be loved. Same thing. You look at another. How do they really need, in the name of love, to be served? Do it. In my life, I said, your own self-realization is the greatest service you can render the world. Your own self-realization. It's simple. Ashtar said it. Know yourself. Be willing to tell the truth to yourself about yourself, that you are love. Let everything else fall away. And my best pearl of wisdom, laugh. I have said and will say again and again, happiness is your nature. Laugh. Laugh at yourself. Laugh inside. Laugh sweetly. Laugh determinedly. Laugh. Laugh gently. It doesn't matter. If you allow the twinkle that is residing just beneath everything to tickle you, you will see the humor in everything around you. Not the kind that ever makes you laugh at. That's a leftover experience that's no longer needed. This is the kind where you won't be able to stop the fountain of joy from within. And you won't be able to hold back the laughter. That's all I have today. I pleasure so much in being with you. Call me. I can help you with these days. Be gentle with yourselves and with each other. I am Ramana Maharshi, who loves you. I present to you now a great and wondrous being of love. We all know inside the one we call Gandhi.
Ah, thank you, Ramana. You are my brother in kind, in thought, in laughter. That is a wonderful way to bring thoughts of prosperity. Now, I was known in my lifetime for being a bit of an ascetic, hunger strikes and all that. But, you know, that was really a different time. And it was just a way to bring the focus to important things. It was a way of getting the attention of those who would have subdued those with little power. And so I took the position of poverty, sometimes of starvation, and yet there never was a moment that I doubted love. that I doubted that whatever it was I was doing here, it was simply out of love to help others let go, be free, worry not about moment by moment things. I must say, our beloved Che has said it so beautifully. I don't think. I simply feel and am. Now that, dear ones, is the ultimate peace. Say in your heart the truth. I am love. I need nothing more. I am nothing more. I am not plagued by worries and wants because I am love. I have no needs other than the need to be of service to others. I have no need for gratitude from others. I have no need for recognition or praise. I have no need for money. This is why I can give it away freely, without a worry, without any attachment. Now you heard the wonderful exercise from our dear Archangel Michael to unplug. Well, I have something to add to his wonderful message, and that is, picture that pile of money you're about to receive. Now, beloved ones, unplug yourself from that pile of money and plug it into Mother and Father from whence it came. There. Now you are free to distribute, dispense, throw away if you wish these messages, let us say, of love from Mother and Father. Now, I don't mean to throw away as in waste it. I mean throw it into the world with all your heart. I am love. I am service to others. I bring blessings from Mother and Father. This blessing is not from me. I am love. I have no need of credit or blame. Or recognition, except to be recognized as a messenger of God. And my connection goes directly to God. So you need not thank me. Please do not thank me. Feel gratitude as I do to our Mother and Father God. For they beam their blessings upon all of us here on earth and far beyond. That, dear ones, is prosperity. Sharing with others this sense of belonging, of being at peace, of being in love with one another. There is no greater prosperity than that. I beg you, beloved ones, be free. Reach to leave behind all the old ideas, all the old beliefs about what money is. Money is simply a temporary way of giving a note to another And that note says, I love you, Mother and Father God. So every note you possess, every bill, every dollar, every peso, every franc, see it. It is signed, Your Mother and Father God. That, beloved friends, will free everyone. Do not forget to put that energy with your gift. This is signed, not by me, but by Mother and Father God. I offer you this message, this blessing, this gift from Mother and Father God. Let us celebrate together, all of us, this great blessing. Now, of course, we want to also thank our beloved Saint Germain for doing the practical work that was being the boots on the ground to create this magnificent day of giving by collecting all this wealth and making it available. What a messenger of God he is. And he is filled with joy that this time has come to see all of you as what we have called the boots on the ground, who will be distributing joy, laughter, abundance, prosperity, but above all, love. Leave behind all thoughts of how much the person has suffered that you are giving this gift to. That is not what they need to be reminded of. They need to be reminded of how much they are loved. That is all. That is all anyone needs. As our beloved Mother Teresa has said, the greatest gift is love. And give it with a smile, and you have given a true gift. Be of service, beloved ones, for you are here to perform this glorious service of bringing love, peace, and harmony to those whose hearts you touch. And touch many hearts, dear friends, for you are many. And you have so much to give. Be the messenger of God that you are. And all will feel your love. I am your Gandhi, and I wish to talk, to pass the talking stick, as you call it, to our dear Saint Germain. And I'm going to give this to Meg and let her introduce our Saint Germain. Thank you, Meg.
What a pleasure. What a pleasure, Gandhi. Thank you so much for coming and sharing your thoughts and words. What a beautiful message to hear. And we bring back our master of ceremonies, Saint Germain, to pull all this together for us and send us his blessings. Welcome, Saint Germain.
Thank you, dear Meg. Oh, what a pleasure to hear from these glowing masters, each in their own way, the bringers of joy, the ones who prepared the way for this day, all of them. My heart is so filled with joy and laughter and prosperity, of course. I love being the master of ceremonies for this beautiful call because it is truly a celebration a celebration of the time when those on planet Earth awakened to see. This is not a time of suffering and trials. Yes, you've all lived through that. Yes, you have experienced want. Even if it wasn't poverty you experienced poverty, a poverty of love, a poverty of freedom. And here we are, on the verge of the greatest prosperity ever known on planet Earth. I beg you, beloved ones, be your own master of ceremonies as you go forth. Be your own laughter. Be prosperity, as Sananda said. For this is a new day. Do not look back. Do not look back. For we are not healing the pain and the suffering of old. We are moving forward into a new kind of experience that goes far beyond healing into joy, companionship, harmony, peace, and laughter. Raise your sights, dear brothers and sisters, to a place far beyond anything you have imagined before. And there we are, linking arms with you, marching beside you. It is a glorious sunrise, a time of gifts, a time of blessings, a time of prosperity. And as our dear Mother Teresa and others have said, prosperity is love. Prosperity is service to others. We need nothing more. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for joining us in this wonderful celebration. You are prosperity. And you will carry forth into the world that message, that energy of love and light. I thank you all for coming. Before I leave, I will tell you, Catherine and Christine have been asked to transcribe this program and to create a newsletter. So our words will go out to you in written form. That's a joy for us, too, because we know there are some who cannot listen, some who are far away, some who have difficulties hearing, and we wish our message to go to all. Thank you. Thank you, one and all, for being here. I love you with all my heart. I am your Saint Germain. Now, Meg, perhaps you would like to close the show and say so long to everyone for us.
Thank you, Saint Germain, of course. Thank you. What an amazing call. I look forward to seeing that in written word, too. It's always a little bit more information that I get and download from the words in the written form, too. So thank you, Catherine and Christine, for doing that for us as well. We'll look forward to that in the next week. Thank you all so much for being a family. We feel so close. I feel so close to all of you. Thank you for sharing your energies with us, and thank you for being the messengers of God. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Christine.
Oh, thank you.
And we will... Yeah, I was just going to say we'll announce when our next call is, so be looking for that in the newsletter as well coming out.
Yes, great. And thank you for your channeling today, Meg. That was really fun. Okay. We will be talking with all of you soon. And in the meantime, be prosperity. We love you all.
This session is no longer being recorded.